Thank you for calling Restaurantory, your online restaurant equipment superstore where...
Good morning, this is Richard.
Hey, Rich, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, good. Sorry about the phone tag, or sorry, the email tag on Friday. I was on the road for most of the day.
Is now
still a good time?
Sure, definitely.
Perfect. Nice to meet you, by the way.
You too.
And where are you at, Rich?
We're actually, it's a small town called Pottstown in Pennsylvania, and it's
okay.
About an hour, 45 minutes west of Philadelphia. So we're over on the East Coast.
Gotcha. All right. And are you the owner of the company?
No, I'm not, but I have a lot to... I'm very involved with adding new inventory to the website, and my title is actually the Business Development Manager, so I'm just exploring new ways to really... you know, help the business grow and develop in new and different ways. And
okay.
I know that our website has just gone through an upgrade. We're actually doing lots of changes to it right now, trying to make it more user-friendly, trying to give the customers a one-stop shop experience for their restaurant equipment and supplies. And so the next step would just be to get them different payment options and, like financing.
Okay. What do you know about equipment financing? What's your product knowledge?
I'm
under a flu a little, so I'm sorry if I sound like a robot.
Hey, that's all right. I know that a lot of I've done a couple of financing projects in the past, but typically it's been with the customer's own. You know, they come in with a list of equipment they need. They say they've been financed by, you know, X bank or this leasing company, whomever, and they've worked out the details with their leaser as far as interest rates, no payments until X date or whatnot.
Okay.
So if we were to offer something, I know that we were looking for some sort of program or deal where we can do, hey, you know, no payments. I've talked to another finance company that says there's no payments for 3 months, and then there's only $90 payments for the next 3 months, and the actual payments don't kick in until the seventh month. And so I know that there's different kinds of programs and deals like that that we could offer if we partner with a bank or with a finance company like that.
Okay. So there's a few different ways to cover it. I have a very specific approach. Kind of what I tell customers is and vendors is the truth. There's two ways to handle this. There's extremely salesy, and then there's extremely direct, and sometimes there's a shade of gray in the middle. So the leasing and financing industry, how long have you been with Restaurantory, by the way?
About 2 years now.
2 years, okay. So the leasing and financing industry has really changed over the last 4 years. It's changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. I've been with Cardiff for about 9.5 years. And when I first started, everyone really had the same pitch. And the same pitch was, I'm going to send you, you're an equipment dealer. You're going to send me a customer who needs a referral. And I'm just going to be a salesperson and tell you what you want. I'm going to put things like 100% tax deductible. I'm going to put instant approvals. And it was honestly a lot of sales garbage that exists in our industry. And everyone's doing the same pitch. And it kind of results in a lot of unfair expectations. So I've actually worked with Excel for I think over a year now. One of the vendors actually that got me into Excel, I worked with them about 5.5 years. And so here's the way that I kind of slice it. If you put a website, I like to start slow and kind of build as opposed to go crazy. If you put a website link on your application, like, hey, I want to apply for this dish machine, or I want to apply for this ice machine, it will potentially bring you in a lot of business. However, the quality of business will be very, very bad. The customers that traditionally apply for this equipment, and I see it, they'll go to 15 different websites, and they'll just apply and apply and apply, and because the process is almost too easy. And what it will also encourage is it will encourage a lot of customers to apply who shouldn't be leasing, people who want $1,000 items. And so the approach that I've taken with many vendors, you guys are pretty much, is all your business online or is a lot of it local too?
We do. We have components of both, of local okay. and online. Yep.
My suggestion would be to start with something that says, on any piece of equipment, put a link, financing's available, please inquire within, and you code it to, and I, by the way, all the stuff that you want, I can give you a status, you can go into our system actually with unique login and ID and see the status of all deals. You can see okay. where they're approved, their credit score, what the notes are, but I actually manage the Excel relationship directly, and my whole fear is by putting a financing button on each person piece of equipment, basically what will happen is it's, you'll send me 40 deals, but two will fund. And so right. you'll have customers blowing up my line and your line, whereas I think if you can do it which is slow, which is, hey, financing is available, then it becomes a much stronger process. Regarding the note, you mentioned like no payments for 30 days or no payments for 90 right. days, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That exists. I don't know how many customers really, can I tell you about what I've done for other Excel vendors and really what's sure. benefited them?
Absolutely.
Cool. So one of the vendors I've found a lot of success with is a company called Trust One Sales. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them. They're out of LA.
No.
So they service the Korean community. That's who they sell okay. to. They're Korean. That's the majority of their customers. So the owner basically says, hey, this customer needs a loan. I'm going to give him Ruben's contact information. I've done well over $100,000 of business with them in a very short time, but the orders are 30 grand, 50 grand, 90 grand, which is both, and I'm not trying to be rude or trying to turn away business, but which is both worth my time and their time. The many right. of the people that are kind of hounding after this $5,000 business, it doesn't really, in my experience, it's very good. Everyone's best friends for about a month or 2 months or 3 months, but it doesn't lead to anywhere. And it's very important to kind of tell people up front how people make money in this industry. I would suggest a financing tab. Hey, we have financing available, all different types of credit. Inquire within. Someone just puts their name, their email, something very easy to do. And then there's two ways to handle that. The first way is you can give me their contact information. I call them and say, hey, this is Ruben with Bank of Cardiff or one of my reps. We're the financing partner for Restaurant Tory. Had a few quick questions to start the process. I guess the question I'd ask for you is, are people coming to you with large jobs or are these individual items or are they both?
Well, we're actually, it's going to be both right now, but we're in a transition period right now where, you know, I'm really focusing, although we have components of online and local, I am focusing on the online portion of it. That's okay. kind of why they brought me in. So from my experience, I have been seeing a transition from the small jobs to the larger jobs. We're getting more and more calls for larger jobs recently just because of the change. You know, we've changed kind of our appearance. We've changed the look of the site, the ease of the site. And so I've noticed kind of an upward swing of these large jobs that actually have two quotes, you know, in the past week that's been over $25,000 that I had to send out. And we're seeing more and more of those. So,
okay.
Although I do see both coming in, the reason I'm calling now about leasing is because, one, we are transitioning into a lot more traffic, and two, I'm seeing a lot more of those jobs go out.
Okay. And just to answer, what I do a lot of is straight financing, not leasing, which makes it, I think, a lot better for the customer and for you. So it's a loan. Yeah. Doesn't necessarily have to be a lease. But I think there's one of the things, and I have no, it's not my point to tell you who you're working with or people that, there's a lot of salespeople right. in this industry, and, you know, they're all about zero down. And I mean, how I've been doing this 9 years, I can tell you that I don't even think I've done one 3 times 100 deal or 3 months down. It's something mm-hmm. where it's a great, like, sales sticker to put on to get someone in the door, but mm-hmm. those deals are very, very rare. And so what I would do is I would have something on, my feedback is, and just my suggestion is to have something on your website that says, hey, for any piece of equipment or any quote, financing is available, all types of credit approved. Very straight and basic. Inquire within. Right. Customer sends you a name and an email. So you're tracking everything. And then you refer that to, hopefully we could be the first source, but you refer that to whoever you want. And they get back to you in a timely manner and say, hey, here's what's going on with this transaction. I'm just passionately not against it, but I'm very cautious with linking every item to a quote, because there's a guy that used to work for me, and he tried to, it's like jack of all trades, master of none. He tried to make everyone happy, and he got a lot of applications. I mean, one of the vendors he was working with was sending him, I think it was like 45 applications, but they were $3,000 deals. So you have a guy whose phone is going crazy. The vendor on the other side is saying, hey, look, Ben, I've sent you 45 deals. What's going on? But sometimes you have to, not sometimes, you always have to tell the truth to people and say, there is, it's very, very hard for someone in the leasing profession to actually make money taking a look at 40 deals. It's not to say that they shouldn't take those deals, but just as an FYI, most customers are better paying on a credit card for a $3,000 order than they are leasing the equipment.
No, why is that? Is that because the interest rates, or just because of the ease of process?
Interest rates, ease of process. Absolutely. Because let me tell you about the average customer is going to come in for an ice machine. They're going to, here's what's going to happen. They're going to apply with you. They're also going to go to three of your competitors. They're all going to apply for the cheapest deal. You'll have someone negotiating over $3 a month. And yes, if they have, especially if they have poor credit, which we do a lot of poor credit, yes, a credit card would be a cheaper interest rate than a lease for especially a small deal.
Right.
Gotcha. There are companies that specialize in these transactions. It's just a lot of the vendors that I work with, frankly, they used to have these relationships, and they kind of, they like the way that I just tell them the truth and kind of how I make a living and how my team makes a living, and they understand it's got to be, you know, a reciprocating relationship, which I don't want to turn away the business, but the people that I worked with for years.
Gotcha. Okay, so if I did go your route and I put on there, you know, a very simple application, I started managing just emails and names, and they did get approved, what kind of programs would they be looking at here, just on average?
Yeah, so here's what I do, especially with deals that are over $20,000 to $25,000. So you've never worked with like a direct leasing company that's handled your customers, correct?
I mean, I've never worked with it in depth. I've talked to, when I've had a couple deals, you know, in the past year or so, it's been as simple as, hey, my customer has been approved for X amount of dollars. They're going to contact you for what they want. The customer contacts me, I put the deal through, and then I get a wire transfer from the leasing company and kind of end.
Oh, okay, but I'm saying recently you haven't had someone to pick up the phone and say, hey, I mean, I'm sure customers ask you for leasing or financing if you guys do credit, correct?
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up there. Say that one more time.
Have customers asked you, hey, do you offer financing? Do you offer credit terms?
Yes, customers have asked me that.
Okay, and so you didn't, until recently, or not, you don't really have a source set up yet where you can redirect those customers, correct?
Not, I guess primarily. Through Excel, there's a couple of vendors that we use. I think there's First Lease through Excel. I just found you guys on Excel. And then before we even joined Excel, we had another contact, you know, but I'm trying to, you know, support the group, the buying group, and that's why I'm contacting. You know, bank
absolutely. You know? So, what kind of program? So, here's the way that I've worked with all the other Excel dealers, and just, you know, like I said, just tell people what you do. So, when you look at a transaction, I understand the back end moving pieces. Basically, customers are going to fall into an A to F category. A being means they've got a lot of time in business, they got a lot of good credit. F being they're a startup with bad credit, and every shade of gray in between. There's two things that I'm going to do. I'm a salesperson through and through, so I'm going to, and I underwrite these transactions as well. So I'm going to talk to the customer and figure out, A, what is the best program they're going to qualify, and B, what their kind of, not their pain points, but what they're trying to accomplish. You know, everyone talks about best rate, but a lot of customers are looking to do something very, very long-term to keep their payments down and get out the door with very little money to it signing. Other customers want to pay off quickly. So what kind of programs? Traditionally, it's going to be a finance agreement with the exception of pure startups. It's traditionally going to be a finance agreement. That means that it's a loan, so the customer doesn't have a buyout at the end. It's a 2 to 5 year term with fixed payments. Due at signing is traditionally with, we do a lot of startup restaurants, by the way, so don't be afraid from sending those to us, but with non-startups, it's usually 1 to 2 payments due at signing. Do you have a lot of customers that come in that are startup restaurants? Is that a big part of your business or no?
One second, let me write this down. Startup, okay. Yeah, I mean, in my experience, I've had, when you say a lot, I don't get them like every single day. I would say maybe, one to two every month or so. We get a call that's inquiring about, hey, I want to start a restaurant, I'm opening a business, things of that nature. Okay. And we put together a large quote for them. And like I said, that I do see that increasing with this new site.
I think one thing that could help bring you value is it's really about the partnership we offer. So as an FYI, pure startups, which are people that don't, like, for example, imagine someone starting a restaurant that doesn't currently own any other restaurants. It's a pure startup. They don't own anything else. This is a program where many of your competitors try to get these deals done. And the most that really exists in the open marketplace for startup restaurants is $15,000 to $20,000. That's really kind of what is quote unquote out there. However, Bank of Cardiff has a very specific program where it's kind of messy, but I can get someone up to $75,000 as a startup restaurant, which is something that is completely unheard of. So that might help you capture market share because your customer, it's kind of like, hey, we won't let the customer take our money and shop somewhere else. So a huge advantage is even if the customer pushes back and says, hey, look, can I use my financing elsewhere? I found a cheaper item. If the answer is no, and you're not going to get any money anywhere else anyway, so just place the order. But essentially, 2 to 5 year terms, fixed payments. The approval process is simple. It for most deals, it takes me 2 hours to get $150,000 approved. I don't require tax returns. I don't require any of that other stuff. In terms of credit, are you familiar with credit scores?
Vaguely.
Okay. We buy all different types of deals. The lowest I can really go is a 550, which is very bad credit. But I think the real advantage that someone like me is going to bring to your table is many leasing companies, and I'm not trying to be rude, they're looking for the cream of the crop. They're looking for low risk. They're looking for customers that have good credit that want $3,000, $5,000. There's very little risk.
Right.
I'm a little different. I want the $50,000, the $30,000, the $100,000 deals. I want to work with all your customers. You can always reach me. So the advantage is if you have a customer that's a lead, I'll give them a call in 10 minutes and say, hey, Rich, here's exactly what I found out. Here's what's doable. Here's your timeline.
Okay. Cool.
And then if it worked, I would be, I'd like to get you, if you really want like a website where you can link an application on our thing, that's great. I have just unfortunately learned that, I can give you an example. I have a customer, I do a lot of construction equipment. I have a customer who's applied. This is the 7th time they've applied for a different loan for different vendors I work with because they just keep on going and going. Yeah, and that's the thing. I think especially on your first time out, I would start a little slower. I would have you have complete control of the process. So you can see this, you can see every person that applies, and then you can kind of figure out, hey, do I want a website linked or do I not? You might want one, you might not want one, but I would start with a trial. That's just my 2 cents.
Gotcha. I hear you. Now, I'm definitely going to take that into consideration. And are there any, Excel-specific deals that you offer to Excel dealers when it comes to payments? Some vendors give 102% of the loan, so 2% back to the dealer. Is that, you do anything like that?
So that's an interesting question. So what you're referring to is called points. And points mean money charged as a referral fee. So I can't get into it, but we have a certain contract with Excel. I really am not a big fan of points because basically that money has to come from somewhere. And so it's essentially we're going to charge a customer 2% more and kind of price you up. The way that I work is this. I work on very, very thin profits, and I'm a volume person. So I do well over the standard person equipment financing. And so a lot of that is customers will beat me up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they'll beat me up, and they'll also be looking for a great deal. And so I can just tell you what our average numbers look so you can understand.
Sure.
If you go to an average leasing company, if they do a $100,000 transaction, they'll have about $15,000 of profit in that deal. Well, what's the problem with that? Well, that translates to a lot of money for the customers. There's a lot of pushback, and it's kind of like a take it or leave it situation. Our numbers are completely different. So in terms of profit on our average $100,000 transaction deal, it's probably around $3,500. And right. I get a portion of that. And so to pay 2% on that, there's really like no left money over in a sense.
Right. Right.
So I can do it. Excel kind of actually has told me they don't want to do that because, and I kind of agree because from what I understand, the focus to me should be on producing deals and getting more volume done. However, I live in the real world. So if you send me a $100,000 deal, Rich, and I'm sure your customers are always price matching you, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's say you send me a $100,000 transaction. Say, hey, look, this customer is beating the crap out of me. They price match me 20 different ways. I can't even make money on freight. I'm making $1,500 to do this $100,000 deal. Can I get something right. back on this deal for it to make sense? Because oftentimes customers will either fight on the price or fight on the financing. They won't fight on both. And in that right. case, absolutely. I just don't like it to be a reason to start a relationship because the other side right. is this. If I give you 2 points, I know what's going to happen. A guy's going to call you and say, hey, I'll do 5 points. There's a company calling one of some of my vendors offering 15% back to the vendors. Well, the vendors that I work with are smart. They say, well, how can you pay me 15%? But the whole points thing, it has not led anyone in this industry to actually have a lot of long-term success. It's something that's very gimmicky, in my opinion.
Right. Gotcha.
And we just don't charge the customer and do that pass-through. But I've thrown a lot of data at you. What else could I answer? What are your questions about leasing, financing? I'm sure there's a million different questions on your mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's just for me, it's really the process, you know, of starting out and getting this option to our customers is going to be the most important thing. You know, where like I said, we've done it in the past, but it's been through the customer's deal. So I haven't had a single point of contact for leasing, and I guess what I'm hearing from you is you operate on thin margins because there's no real, I guess you call it back-end deal, then you're probably going to be offering the best rates to the customer.
Yes.
Situation? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. And if you have some, you know, if I have any larger deals between $50,000 and $100,000, it's kind of like your specialty. That's kind of where you...
Look, I do a lot of... I just did a $10,000 deal. I've done a $7,000 deal last month. It's really about being realistic, so I can tell you kind of... how I make my living, and it's kind of an insight. Do you mind if I share that with you?
No, not at all.
Cool. So it's all about a relationship. I go to hell and back for every single customer I work with. So no one that actually knows what they're doing, I guess, is the bigger thing. Leasing is an industry where you've got to have a lot of experience to be successful because you're seeing a lot of different types of deals. When you put what you'll do is, let's say you put a financing tab on your website, you'll track your first 5 deals. And you'll have a mixed bag. You have good credit, bad credit, weird partnerships, people in a rush. Everyone wants to get their money quickly. But no one in leasing actually makes any money if they're doing like one $3,000 transaction a month or 10 $3,000 transactions. It's something it's just not going to do much. And so what I like to do with my vendors is have a very high closing ratio. And so on the vast majority of vendors who send me transactions, the deals are closing. So I can give you an example. The vendor trust one that I just worked with, I've closed every deal they sent me but one. And the one I haven't closed is magically the $5,000 deal. Customers that are often the $5,000 order, it does work for certain companies. But what often happens is it attracts extremely, extremely poor credit. It extracts the worst programs for the customer. And ultimately, I'm guessing you don't make a lot of money on a $5,000 transaction, correct?
Right. Yeah. Well, of course, depending on what it is, but yeah.
Typically, no. And so what you'll have is if you go down that path, you'll send a lot of deals, but you'll have a lot of frustrated customers. And so what I would suggest is you can take control of the whole process. And yeah, you'll miss a few people that won't apply on your website. But you'll kind of get a good idea once you get 5, 10, 20 applications or 20 interests, send it out, and then you'll kind of see, okay, here's the customer that I'm bringing in. Here's where I'm finding success with Ruben. Here's where I'm finding success if you want to work with someone else. But I'm more here to give you insight and be transparent than have, you know, like I said, I've done one transaction my entire history here. I'm sorry, not one. I've sent out docs on one and they never came back. So I've never actually funded a transaction here that's been these like 0x3 payments. It just, it's unrealistic. So a ton of information I've thrown at you. I guess out of curiosity, how many customers a month ask you guys for financing?
A month, I would say between 3 and 5 customers ask us.
Okay.
And that's being a little bit generous. I haven't actually been too much on the phones. We've hired, you know, some people since I've been on the phones primarily, to take over the phone calls. So I'm going to have to kind of confer with them and our customer service team to see how many people are actually asking. But I haven't, you know, on a regular basis. I know that in the past year, I've probably done, you know, even though people call and inquire, you know, I've probably done, you know, maybe 3 deals that have come to a close. So it's not like a high volume. We're not like a high volume site. But here's the thing: we do get a lot of traffic on the site, and we don't have any. We're not advertising whatsoever about any type of financing at all. So I think those questions will go up as soon as I put something on there about financing.
Here's the kind of last step. So it's always about it. Let me give you my cell phone, by the way. Do you have a pen handy?
Yep.
It's 323-590-5362. Yep. Please don't give this to customers. It's also my personal cell. But the other side is this. If you ever have customers that have questions on financing, you can always have us call them if you want to do like a warm transfer. That's completely fine. But basically, I think what the most important thing is, especially for you as a vendor, to figure out is do a trial for a month, see what customers you bring in. There are no secrets to leasing or financing, just like there are no secrets to selling equipment. It's all about who your clients are and figuring out what the best way to service them is effectively.
Sure.
The one thing I will mention is if you want to offer financing on your website, I'd say startup financing available up to $75,000. You might be surprised at how many leads you get. You might get a lot.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. So, all right. Well, you know, this has all been some great information, Ruben. I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of traffic I get with just some sort of basic advertising, and seeing hopefully we can make some deals happen.
Cool, man. Give me a call anytime, and look forward to working with you.
Yeah, you too, Ruben. You have a great day, and thanks for the call.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.